Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today as we continue our NFL draft preview by examining what appears to be a deeply talented pool of wide receivers. Of course, in Julian Edelman, Brandon LaFell, and Danny Amendola, the 2015 Patriots have a trio of experienced targets who each excelled en route to the team's Super Bowl 49 title. Meanwhile, now in the spring of 2015, a critical summer awaits for a pair of youngsters drafted just 2 years ago. Aaron Dobson, a second-rounder, was injured for most of last season, which Josh Boyce, a fourth-round choice, spent primarily on New England's practice squad. Joined now by returnee Brian Timms, as well as the recently signed Brandon Gibson and Kevin Dorsey, they'll likely be part of an intense competition this training camp. And it's very likely they'll also have company from this year's class of draft prospects.
Joined again by Paul Prillo of Patriots Football Weekly. And Paul, last year the draft class, perhaps the best it's ever been when it comes to the wide receiver position. And many say maybe not as deep, but nearly so here in 2015.
Yeah, and you remember last year's class, where people were raving about it, and look at the production that some of those rookies had. And to have these guys talked about even in the same sentence, maybe it's not quite as good, but that's pretty impressive. I didn't really watch too many guys that I said, wow, he can't play. There's a lot of guys that were pretty impressive.
Amari Cooper, Alabama, Kevin White, West Virginia, the consensus top two in this draft class.
Yeah, and I would throw Parker in there from Louisville as well, but I like Kevin White. I think he's the guy that, to me, was the more well-rounded of all of them. His versatility and routes. He wasn't just a one-trick pony. I thought he wasn't afraid to go over the middle, as an example, and sometimes you get these college wide receivers, they're just faster than everybody else, or in some cases bigger than everyone else. I thought he was able to do a little bit of everything.
There is another guy who's very intriguing in this draft, Dorial Green-Beckham.
Yeah, I wasn't overly enamored with him on the field. For the most part, I didn't find him to be open all the time, and I didn't like the way he caught the ball. I thought he had a lot of body catches, but I'm in the minority here because a lot of people are really enamored with this physical specimen. A lot of comparisons to Randy Moss. Quite frankly, I didn't see it.
Another guy whose stock has been on the rise, Breshad Perriman. His father played a decade in the NFL. He's a guy who performed exceptionally well in his pro day, exceptionally fast. Bill Belichick was there to see him in Central Florida.
Central Florida, not sure, the level. It's not the SEC. I mean, it's obviously a very high level of football, but it's not the top level. It's not the Big Ten. It's not the SEC. We'll see, but certainly has the bloodlines, as you mentioned, with his father, and obviously all the measurables.
Bill also spent some time at Auburn watching Sammy Coates.
Love him. Love Sammy Coates. He's the kind of guy you'd like to have around in your locker room, and I do love the package of skills. Not maybe the elite athlete that the guys at the top, more of a second round kind of a guy, but really impressed with Sammy Coates all around.
What about the back end of the draft? Who might be a sleeper the Patriots have their eyes on?
You know, again, very deep class, Bob. A guy like Kenny Bell, I thought, showed some straight line speed and some ability to do different things. Maybe a special team kind of a candidate for a sixth, seventh round pick. Listen, it's going to be a big year for guys like Aaron Dobson, maybe lesser so for Josh Boyce. We'll find out. That whole receiver redo that they did a couple of years ago has not been redone yet. So let's see if they tap back into the wide receiver class.
Paul, thanks a lot.
All right.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.